Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God and Up Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. This is Itonia. Those who like to call in and listen live, the number of call in is 929-477-2573. Again, the live call in number for the guest will be 929-477-2573. I'm going to share with you one of my writings from my Make It Happen group that I write on frequently. Okay, I will start with the most recent writing, and that's one thing we can always count on for certain is whenever our Lord intervenes, whatsoever our hearts may desire, Yeshua is sure to make it happen. Hashtag make it happen. Another one I wrote a couple of days ago, I said, step out on faith. Believe in divine intervention. Believe in yourself. Step out of the box. Have a deeper desire to achieve success in life. Be willing to pick someone else up. Esteem others more highly than oneself. Must want more than you've ever had. I'll read one more of my Make It Happen post. Independence is so much more rewarding than dependency. That's just my take on it. I'll settle for independence any day opposed to being dependent on anyone in this world. Because I know from experience that the world will let you down, but Yah never give up on you. You might give up on God, but Yah on you. So, again, I want to thank you, and I hope that all has had a very good evening, a good night rest, or even if you had to work last night, I hope it went well for you, and that all will be well. Today is going to be almost 100 degrees. It's like going up to 95, so you head it out, make sure you're prepared. Don't want to dehydrate. Make sure you have the fluid, plenty of fluid in you. And I have something that a dear friend of mine has written that I know he don't mind if I share it with you, because I have asked him recently about sharing some of his writings, and of course he told me, yes, go ahead, for free. So I'm going to share with you something written by Ross Rio, Aaron McKinnon. He wrote, "Did Huey Newton live in vain? Was Harriet Tubman certified insane? Was Tupac doing it simply for the fame? Have we gotten the numerous without name? Were we beaten and slain? Who was Frederick Douglass, and what did he stand for? Did we seek degrees to get rich or to enrich? Sing, but when will he smile? When will he learn the intention of his wings? Instead of waiting for the next Malcolm X or Dr. King, when will you break the curse, no longer swayed by the power of the purse? When will you hear, when will you tear down strongholds to deliver lost souls? Become a freedom fighter, not just a rhyme writer, a people reacher instead of a pulpit preacher. Current state is sick with the flu, but the cure is in you. If you care for the youth." That's written by Ross Rio, Brother Aaron McKinnon. Very talented, very powerful words, very strong. Again, you're here at the Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. Here, and I am Sister Rizonia, your host. Call that number if you would like to listen in live. It is, add it up here. It is 929-477-2573.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa, to liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your heads up high, no more will we cry. safe to distant places, robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, tear the shackles from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the king upon the throne. How beautiful art thou, Africa. Our nation has to bow, Africa.
Power to the people, motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant. And I demand her attention, can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity. Soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say. But it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots. Gotta understand the truth, we is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. All going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. Did you say that in the dirt? Africa, we claim it as their own, Africa. But now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa. To liberate yourselves, Africa. Keep your heads up high. No more will we cry. Beautiful art thou, Africa. A legend of the bow, Africa.
Terminology, Yeshua Christ, the real story, because there was no J in the alphabet at the time of Jesus Christ, so the English translation would be Jesus Christ, but I would not omit my natural, original translation. You have a date with destiny, meeting with Jesus. The real Jesus, who says to us, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Such readings is in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Misunderstanding Jesus' expectations of his followers is one of the most biggest tragedies of all. Mistakenly assuming that Jesus for our sins, so we can now do whatever we want. Many have a mental picture of Jesus as a quiet, docile, loving being, handing out external life to anyone, anyone who will simply acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. Many believe there are many roads to God and a joyful afterlife. The Bible reveals that we each have a date with destiny when we will face Jesus, Yeshua, and give account for our actions. Surprisingly, the way Yeshua will appear when he returns and the criteria he will use in determining who will be in his kingdom are quite different from what most people have been led to believe. Similar to the confusion surrounding Yeshua's first coming, misunderstanding is rampant regarding his return. What is the truth, the real story about his return? Why will Christ come a second time? Yeshua is pictured in the book of Revelation as the resurrected Savior, the Messiah, who is preparing to return to earth a second time. Am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Revelations 1:18. But how is he coming and why? In Matthew 24, he gives as sobering answer. He gives the sobering answer, responding to the disciples' question about the time of his return and the end of this age of man. Jesus, Yeshua, laid out a frightening scenario that includes widespread religious deception, warfare, famines, and devastating natural disasters. All these, he told them, are the beginning of birth plans that will usher in this new age to begin at his return. First day of NIV. At what point will he intervene? At the point that mankind faces tribulation? No, at the time that mankind faces annulation, it will be a time for your distress. It will be a time for great distress, such as there has never been before. Since the beginning of the world, there will never be again. Is that time, in that time of troubles, if that time of troubles were not cut short, no living thing could survive. But for the sake of Yah's chosen, it will be cut short. And that's assurance that we have. And that tells us that in verses 21 and 22, IEB.
Let them break us apart now. Would you let them?
Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them? Hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them?
No, we're not gonna let them go.
Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them? Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them?
Listen. But when I'm gonna take them lesson, I'm gonna sit down in a them class. On the road that corruption gets so you, it's when I'm gonna walk. Every step on the rocky road we march. Always have love in our we heart. But see ya now, it's my positive and sure. Every day the rich I get rich and the poor I get poorer. Unite the people in and from the diaspora. No corruption can come through that door. And say ya friend,
don't you lose your way. Material couldn't make I share. We have love and happiness, so we'll be alright. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yeah.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Would you let them break us apart?
Nah, nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not let
them. Would you let them break our hearts?
Yes,
would you let them? Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Thank you again. This is Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly, and I am Redonia. And the dial-in number to listen live is 929-477-2573. And you may follow or you may read or listen to the archives on Block Talk Radio website. And you can follow up on my Facebook page, Twitter account, and my Google page to catch the episode. The lineal reign of Jesus Christ, Messiah. When Jesus Christ returns to earth, he will initiate the time of universal restoration that Yah announced long ago through his holy prophet. Acts 3rd chapter, 21st verse, those prophets consistently assured ancient Israel and Judah that a righteous king would restore God's kingdom to earth. The prophets revealed the exact spot to which the Messiah, God's appointed king, will return. And in that day, his feet will stand in the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. Zechariah, starting with Jerusalem, as his capital city, he will expand. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Zechariah 14, chapter 14 and 4. Yeah. Thought it was Jerusalem in his capital city. As his capital city, he will expand his reign to the world, verses 9. In verse 9, says that to us. Once God's kingdom is established in Jerusalem among the people of Israel, Christ will ask representatives of all nations to come to Jerusalem to learn about his laws. He will summon them to Jerusalem to attend God's annual feast of tabernacles. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In verse 16, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 through 44. Not all nations will immediately cooperate. Remember, Satan will have organized these same nations to fight Christ at his return. They will judge between the nations and rebuke many people. Isaiah 2nd chapter and 4. So we've been already forewarned what to expect, how things are going to unfold here. Early nations that he intends to enforce the laws of God. Okay. How will he make this clear, especially to nations who ultimately, who abstainly refuse, they refuse to attend the Feast of Tabernacles? His means of communicating his message to them will be straightforward. He will simply demonstrate his control over the natural forces of earth, and it shall be that ever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts. There will be no rain, and that's in Zechariah 14 and 17. I'm not going to be able to conclude this entirely right now because for time's sake, I'm running out of time, but I think I can get it in here. Just step it up a little bit. The nation will quickly learn that their existence depends on Yah. Good weather and beautiful crops are blessings from Yah. From this time forward, only nations that obey Yah will reap those blessings. All others will not. Such a system will serve fencing argument. In time, all nations will respond. God never defended me. Please sort and listen to the